Good morning, everybody. Jeff Thompson, Friendly Frilly, Minnesota. It's a Monday morning. Thank you, Rich, for the shout out. Fireman Rich on the app formerly known as Audio Boo. Today is a good day because they're coming to one guy. His name is Joe from Anderson Flooring and Design to resurface the living room floor. It's approximately 30 by 12. Although there's indentations and a stairwell going down, so it's not exactly that much square feet, but they probably build that way, but the building will show that it was that big. But anyways, it's I'm gonna get done today, put in the linoleum yesterday or last week, and now it moves over to the other side of the house. So still kind of camping here with stuff out in the man cave, and some things are not to be found, but hopefully everything will come together. Thursday, we should be able to move back into this room and get some semblance of everyday life back in order. The process, you know, with these new floors, it's like, take your shoes off, take your shoes off, take your shoes. And then I don't know when it will be where, oh, I just got to get to the sink, or hopefully we manage pretty well here. Had the carpet stretched downstairs, so that's good, and the cleaners for that is coming, and everything's getting done. And the only thing that I have to talk about here is out in my man cave, I call it Jeff's egotistical fantastical fortress, we've storing the two couches, some chairs, some other items that have, you know, we emptied the room, we emptied three rooms technically. So some stuff is out there right now, and slowly it's going to come back in. But I'm catching the hint from the wife, that Lori, that, and then my sister was over too, that some stuff's not coming back in. And I was like, whoa. And they called it the garage. There's no garage door on it. I put a French door on the front. And it's Jeff's egotistical fantastical fortress, and they're calling it a garage now that it's a storage unit because they've got all the stuff out there, which I agreed to, and I confess that I did agree to that. And but it's gonna come to the point where stuff's gotta go. And I have a dumpster out front, and I've gone around and collected other stuff that I just did not need anymore, some lumber stuff and some shrapnel and this, and I broke down this old picnic table and got it all in there, and it's like, let's fill it up, you know, not just because it's not full yet, it's just that I'm thinning out, I'm leaning out, and so once we put the living room back together and the entryway and the kitchen and everything is all back together, then I'll find out what extra stuff is there and probably just put it out by the curb and see if people take it or something. I don't know, but I like the idea of minimalizing, and that goes for the man cave too, because I don't want so much clutter, and right now it's a lot of clutter. It doesn't even symbolize a real man cave. You guys would be laughing at me right now. It's like, looks like the wife took over, huh? Shh, no, it's not a bear cub cave or a she shed. It's not a she shed, you know what I mean? So anyways, that's what I got going, and it's gonna be a great Monday. The guys should be here pretty soon and start in. We're making dust and everything. I kind of masked off some few things that I need masked off, but he'll put some plastic up and everything, and I'm sure it's going to be dusty. But I got the work cut out to me, and I got real work to do too. I got to do some podcasts for some stuff and everything like that. But I really don't like, with all the dust, I really don't like making the computers work too hard and opening those doors and stuff like that. So I kind of taken the day off of a little bit of that, but I'll see if what happens, see how it goes. Backyard needs some attention, and got to get the back and front on the same ordinance, same schedule, same lock it in, because it's like you have to take twice as long to do it. But if you do it all at once, it's not like you're taking twice as long, because you're in that mode. You're going, you're cruising, you know. Just like if you're going to renovate the house, do half of it, live in the other half, and then some other time, do the other half, I guess. Anyways, this is Jeff Thompson from Friendly Frilly. There you go. How about that coffee? I got to get some of that Death Wish. What was it? Rich was talking about. I got to look that up. Some expensive coffee. But he says it's really good, so I'll take his word for it. Anyways, Jeff Thompson, Friendly Freely Minnesota, signing out on this beautiful Monday here in Friendly Fridley. Y'all have a good day. Till next time. Bye-bye.